is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Thank you, Brother Ken. You always give us a wonderful introduction, and he's such a sweetheart. Listen to his show right before ours, Gospel Highlights. It's great. We are glad you've joined us. Brother Ken, guess what? Today is our 200th show! Wow! Look at all the people in this studio today, Bill. Wow, that is too cool. 200 show is today, and it's exciting. We are so glad to be able to celebrate. Oh, wait a minute. My bell. Yeah, I forgot my bell. Okay, one more time. It's our what,
Connie? I don't think my mic's on.
Yeah, it is. I'm hearing you. Fine.
200.
There you go. I'm hearing you fine.
200.
Woo! Pastor Jim and Connie are sitting right here beside me. Woo! I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. And we are so excited about today. We've been celebrating all day long. We are riding high, Pastor Jim.
Yes, we are.
Wow. What happened today?
It was almost, it was homecoming.
It was it not?
Yeah, yes. Heaven came down.
Woo!
Heaven came down. And stayed down.
We had church. We had church. We had church.
Some people stayed down.
Yes, it was quite a day. The power of God was so strong at Beacon of Hope. And I tell you what, it's just been a glorious day so far. We have no reason to believe it's going to change. We know it's going to continue here for the next 2 hours. And Brother Bill, our engineer, did not get to church this morning.
He was at Bedside Assembly.
Bedside Assembly.
Reverend
Sheets. Is that true, Brother Bill? You were at Bedside Assembly of God.
He's eating this Cracker Jack breakfast.
And the pastor, Connie said, was Brother Sheets.
Brother Sheets, Bedtime Ministries.
Yes, all right. Bedside well, you're assembly. In just big trouble. But I'll tell you what, the anointing was so strong this morning, it's going to carry through.
He would have knocked you down anyway.
Yeah, you would have been just, whoa, oh my. The healing power of God was so mighty. And we had people come back today to Beacon of Hope that had been away for a while. We're going to talk about that in a little while. I don't know about Pastor Jim, because he was like crying most of today, Connie.
Excuse me?
You too?
You were.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah.
I had to get you a hanky.
Oh, you had to get me a hanky. That's
right.
I said,
don't you have a handkerchief somewhere? Because you kept like tearing up tissues.
Yes, it was awful. Yes. Yes. It was just, wow, what a day. It just started out so powerfully, and and we're just excited about what God's doing. Pastor Jim, you've been with us now almost 2 years.
On the radio, yeah.
Okay. But in the church, you've been almost three.
Yeah.
So you've been, yes, but on the radio, yes. And so what does this ministry, the radio ministry mean to you?
A way to spread the gospel far more than locally.
Yes.
I mean, it's a way to talk about God's love for us and God's power toward us to the world.
Exactly. Yes.
It's it's an amazing thing. I mean, we think about Jesus, and, you know, he was limited really to just Israel, to Judah and Samaria and Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Paul went as far as Rome, but still, we reach around. I mean, that took years. And we right now, at this very instant, are reaching around the world.
Yes. And it's just powerful, isn't it?
It is.
It's exciting. In fact, this radio station last year acquired some other stations. And so now this show is live in several states. And that is really a blessing. Brother Bill, that's cool, don't you think? And we have the world's best engineer in there, too, Brother
Bill.
Got
the whole world's best engineer in his hands.
He does have it in his
He's
hands,
eating
man.
Cracker Jacks, dear listeners.
Because they said they were going to bring some celebration food.
That's right.
No,
and we ate it all.
That's not what we said. We said you needed to come to church because we were having to bring in dinner. And should come.
Yes. Praise God. What a great day.
Remember?
Connie, wow. God is just moving mightily. Does it feel good to be back in that chair?
Yes.
Because we've missed you, your work schedule. You've been calling in. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference, isn't it, when you're calling in versus being in the chair?
Yeah, because you got to watch what you're doing.
Yes, you got to drive down the road and all that. And but here, it's kind of neat to have those headphones on again.
They don't like it when you bump into the back end of the car.
No, people don't like that. When you get too excited and raise your hands and praise God. But you've been a constant part of the radio ministry since day one, which
that's
was
what my name means.
Constant. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Constancy.
Yes. And from day one, which was April 15th of 2007. And that's almost 4 years. And today is our 200th show. Did anybody mention that? Oh, yeah, we did.
Is it?
Okay. It's 200. 200 today. Yeah, 200.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just been a whole lot of fun for 200 shows, hasn't it? We've got more relaxed. Remember the very first day, we were a little nervous. We'll talk more about that later. We'll talk more about that later. But you know what? In all of this, we've been teaching for the last month at Beacon of Hope. Pastor Jim, you and I, and Pastor Michelle have been teaching on the power of prosperity, God's prosperity in our lives. And today our theme is about obeying God, that the obedience is the fuel that fires prosperity. Can you just talk on that for a second?
Well, we're given certain commands in the Word about, you know, if you do this, then this is going to happen.
If-thens.
And it's being obedient. I mean, Malachi chapter 3, test me in this.
The tithing, absolutely.
Absolute. And then Psalm 1, you know, if you do this, if you meditate in God's word, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Amen, right.
And, you know, you'll always be prospering, you always be producing fruit.
Yes.
But the prerequisite is you have to meditate in God's word.
Exactly. And that's a lot to do with it. And I think a lot of people feel like, you know, they go to a church or hear a sermon where somebody's talking about prosperity and they get the wrong idea that there's no personal responsibility. Right. And I know when Pastor Michelle comes on in a minute, she loves those two words, personal responsibility, and believes that that's critical to our prosperity, and I'll probably pick her brain on that. But you know, there's times that we feel so weak that we may be weak financially, maybe we are weak emotionally, maybe we are weak physically, right. You know, and we have physical problems going on in our bodies. We were talking last night, wasn't it, Connie, or yesterday, about how God's healed you. That was Friday. Friday we had that discussion with Nathan and Sean about how you almost died a couple of years ago. They left a sponge in her during a very critical operation, and she developed weeks of intense physical problems. And when you have something like that happen to you, it really brings home the importance of being prosperous, not just in our finances, but also in our health, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have your health, really, you don't have anything.
You don't.
Because you can't work, you can't,
right,
you know, maneuver around, you can't do anything.
3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And the whole goal of Living the Good Life, this show is about getting people to understand the importance of heart prosperity. You know, where we get this, my new little green Bible. See it, everybody? Isn't it cool? The print's really, really little, though, but I do like the Bible. But anyway, we get it down on the inside of our heart, you know, and it becomes part of us, you know. And the what you just quoted, let's go there real quick before we go to this first song. You just quoted it, Psalm 1. And it says in the New American, this is the NIV I have. "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord." His delight. That's pretty cool that you have fun. And boy, did we have fun today of Beacon of Hope. Mm-hmm. "That we delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And then he becomes like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." The whatever he does prospers comes at the end of what we need to do ourselves, does it not?
Yeah.
Sounded like Connie, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I said, I just sounded like Connie normally.
All right. What is it we have to do?
We have to obey.
We have to obey. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. And we're going to do this first song right now. It's one of my favorite by Kathy Tricoli. "His strength is perfect. So often we feel weak."
"Perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
His Praise God. I love that song. Amen. There's so many times in our lives that we are weak and we need his strength. Michelle, Pastor Michelle and Catherine, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. We got one phone here, so Catherine wanted me to say, hey, she's here.
Okay, cool. All
giving
right.
Give her a shout out.
Sounds good. This is a big day for us at Beacon of Hope, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Very
did we have church today, guys?
We had church today. Congratulations, Beacon of Hope, 200th anniversary show.
It's really cool, isn't it, Catherine? I mean, there's been a lot of wonderful things that have happened through the radio show during these 200 shows. And Catherine, you're one of the big blessings, you and Michelle joining us on the radio team. And I'm thinking it's been a couple years now. Is that correct?
Yes, and we're back to Michelle. We're going to just try to confuse you here. And,
all right, that's fine.
Henry wanted to pass on his
Henry?
Celebratory
yes, I hear Henry.
Yodel there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes, it's been, gosh, it has been probably just over 2 years, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does this radio ministry mean to you?
Well, you know, I'll piggyback off of what Pastor Jim says. I'll ditto what he had said earlier about, you know, the opportunity to spread word, God's word out exponentially. I mean, we don't even know where it's going because
right.
This is a World Wide Web. It's being broadcast.
Right.
But for me personally, what it's done for me personally and that what I hope those listening not only today's show but anybody else who's ever listened is just revelation upon revelation upon revelation, and learning and believing and building my faith.
Amen.
Because just because I'm on air doesn't mean I'm not absorbing everything that's said.
Right.
And it's just been a wonderful opportunity.
It
and
is.
A blessing.
You know, today the theme, you know, we've been talking about prosperity, Pastor Michelle and Catherine, and either one of you can jump in here about this. But, you know, we've been talking this whole month about the power of prosperity. And our theme today is that prosperity is really fueled by our obedience, which reminds me of your two favorite words, Pastor Michelle, which are personal responsibility.
Which is obedience, right?
Exactly. Can you tie that in together and how that fits into this whole topic of prosperity?
That we need to take the first step.
Yes.
It's biblical. It's there for us.
Right.
But I think I've said this to a couple people in the past weeks. I think some people want to sit in a really comfortable, overstuffed chair and cross their legs and wait for the grace to fall upon them. And while we all wish would be that easy, it's not going to be that easy until we reach the kingdom. So until then, we need to sit up in the chair, lift ourselves out of the chair, and take the first step to asking God to show us,
right,
to guide us.
Amen.
Provide for us.
Right.
And that's our personal responsibility. Just like if we sit in that chair, you know, put in human terms, we sit in that chair, we're not going to lose weight if we're sitting there eating potato chips and nice French onion dip. And, you know, we need to sit up.
That sounds good.
Stand up, take a first step to the treadmill.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and that's our personal responsibility. Nothing's going to happen until we make the move.
So you're saying then that, yes, God wants us prosperous. He wants us, like he says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But it's those last few words of that verse that are critical, even as your soul prospers. In other words, there is a responsibility to get your soul prospering. And that happens by getting in the Word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And there is a personal responsibility to take time to talk to God and to pray. Right?
Right. Again, we'll still use the analogy of exercise, okay? So you've reached a treadmill and you've lost the amount of weight you wanted to lose. You can't just stop.
Right.
You need to put yourself on a regimen. That's the same thing God's saying. You know, I bless you.
Right.
You know, you're going to turn your back on me now?
Right.
No, continue it. There's more work to be done within you. It's, and the thing that popped in my head when you were talking about that, it's the proverbial spoiled child, you
okay.
know, that gets everything. And then when he goes out in the real world, he's like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Right.
Why am I not getting the greatest job, paying the greatest wage?
Exactly.
And then there's this sense of entitlement.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's like, no, you need to work in order to appreciate the blessings that you have.
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, I'd love to be able to get paid, you know, that exceptional, you know, that six-figure paycheck. And we can through God. All
yeah.
we have to do is listen to him and get into the Word.
Get
and,
those
and
blessings flowing.
With them.
Yes. And, you know, so often we are not. I'm going to throw this out now. Catherine, can I throw a question at you, girl?
I will have her on the phone. She's going to
okay.
throw a question at Catherine.
I'm throwing a question at Catherine.
I'm here.
All right. So often I believe that, and maybe you can answer this and see how you feel about this. Do you feel that so often people do not understand the importance of obeying God and drawing close to God when it comes to prosperity? That they feel like it just kind of falls off the back of a truck or something?
Yeah, because I think that people have a problem, like I did for a long time, with the word obedience.
Okay.
You know, we're rebellious by nature, and when somebody says you have to obey something, your initial reaction is, nobody's making me obey to anything.
That's exactly right.
You know, so
yes.
right away you kind of have your back up, and I think that you shut down at the word obedience. You don't think any further, and I think it takes somebody some motivation, you know, to get into the Bible and look at obedience, the word obedience, differently.
Right, exactly. And obedience is really just an act of our will where we line ourselves up with what God's word says about us, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not easy sometimes, because people have maybe they're sitting around right now listening and they're in a self-pity funk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if the word says that God can bring you out of that, and they choose not to line up with that, but they choose to feel sorry for themselves, then there again, there's disobedience, you know?
Right, right.
You know?
And I don't think people recognize that, because they don't know what lining up with God means, you know? So what I'm thinking while listening to you and Michelle talking, I'm thinking, what will motivate people to want to do that, you
right.
know?
Good question.
I mean, it's so simple to line up with you know, the Word of God and with what's, you know, His wish for us. It's so easy, but people make it such an anxious, you know, difficult thing to achieve, and it's really not.
Do you think that is because of the point you made a minute ago, that people are basically rebellious? That's our human basic nature, and that it's hard to step across that line to, okay, God, what you want for my life is what I want? I mean, lining ourselves up like that? What do you think on that?
Yeah, I do. I think that's probably the real root of it, because people, when you say the word obedience,
it's kind of scary, isn't it? Scary word.
It's kind of scary. It's like you know, people take that word to mean you're not in control of yourself. You're obeying somebody else. You're
right.
You know, you're being obedient to somebody else. A lot of people take that as a negative word when it's in the way we mean it, is really positive.
It is.
But people look at it as a negative that, you know, you have to obey, you know, like you're not in control of your destiny, you're obeying somebody or something else.
Right,
and it just
right.
has a negative.
It does
to
send
it,
a negative
and it really
thing.
Shouldn't.
Because what it is really is the most wonderful blessing in the whole world. When we find out that God loves us so much that he does want to bless our lives in every area. In
right.
our heart, in our minds, in our emotions, in our physical body. That's all true prosperity. And when we get that down on the inside of us, it actually begins, our desires change. You know, when we realize God is good, he loves us so much, and he surrounds us with favor as with a shield. He wants all the good things for us. And so many times I think God gets a bad rap. You know?
Yeah, right. That's why, in a way, I wish there could be another word other than obedience, because it does have, in this world,
right.
a lot of negative associated with it. And I think that, you know, people, when they have searched and studied and they realize that it's so easy to be in alignment with God, that God wants all the positives that we could want,
right.
we are in agreement.
Exactly. Woo! Thank you for sharing that, Catherine. We'll let Pastor Michelle come back on. And we love you, Catherine, and you are a wonderful asset to this radio team.
Great to be part of the radio team.
You're great.
Michelle's got, I think she's on now.
All right.
Have fun, everybody.
All right. We love you. Bye. All right. What do you think, Pastor Michelle, about that we were just, did you hear us talking?
Oh, yeah. I was listening the whole time. Yeah.
Okay.
Just the whole KISS policy. Keep it simple, silly. Let's not complicate things, and that's it. You know, here's you know, to top it off, is if you have trouble with obedience, you know, as Catherine even confessed to, then pray to God to soften your heart to it and understand it a little bit better.
Exactly. And that is a good point, you know. Again, it comes down to what are we willing to do to line up with what God says in his word that we can have and we should be. You know, what are we going to do about that?
And here's my thing.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to do anything.
Okay.
Because I've seen it. I've not only seen it with family and friends, the power of prosperity, and I'm not talking financial prosperity necessarily. I've seen that as well, but I've seen physical prosperity.
Yes.
100 times over, and I've seen emotional prosperity. I've seen financial prosperity in my own business. Last year, my income tax, I was in the negative, like I was in the red. I didn't even make any money. I just actually showed less than, you know, in the negative of
right.
my yearly for 2010. This year,
you're talking about 2009, it was that way, right? The first year you started.
That's right, 2009.
Yeah.
2010.
2010.
I've shown a profit so much.
Praise God.
It's an exponential profit.
Praise God.
That my accountant says, you know, you really need to start drawing a salary.
Well, you know, Pastor Michelle, you believe in tithing, correct?
Amen.
You're a tither.
I am.
You've worked it in your own life, correct?
Yes,
you understand it, and you understand these principles of personal responsibility that God, when he says to us, look, test me now in this, in Malachi 3, 8 to 11, see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing for you. Can you say emphatically on the air today, Pastor Michelle, that tithing does work?
Emphatically.
Okay.
And I love that word because that's exactly what it is. I am now sitting in the chair, you know, and
right.
grace is falling upon me.
Woo!
I don't sit there for any length of time, but I sit there, you know, to absorb it.
Amen.
And to pray and to thank God and praise God. Anything that comes my way, even if I have a call inquiring about new business, I said, you know what? It's all about you, Lord.
Amen.
And thank you for the Holy Spirit putting in their heart to make
Woo.
This phone call.
Yes. Amen.
And that's what it is. That's what it is all
so
about.
So we thank God
you know,
for our prosperity. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
We thank
it
God
is.
That we're learning these principles, right?
Amen. And that's what it is that 10% tithing is to the house of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
It's to the house of the Lord. And I said this in church a couple of weeks ago. You know, all I have to do is think of what happened to me.
Yes.
And I pray for people to come into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And Beacon of Hope,
so they can experience the same thing I experienced, because I want other people to experience it.
Did we have church today or what?
Amen. The anointing huge among us. I'm loving it.
I apologize.
It.
I wasn't there.
Oh, yes. You should apologize, Bill. He missed it, man. All right. Pastor Michelle, you are always a blessing. You were on the show with me last week, and people can catch that on our website at any time. They stay on the shows, thanks to Engineer Bill. They stay on our website. All of 2010 are up there. Also, Connie is sitting here right beside me. Oh, yeah. Boing, boing, boing. Yeah. Yes, got it. All right. Connie is sitting here beside me with email up, and you can talk to us, and it would be great, some of you listeners, to send us a little, hey, great, congratulations on your 200th show. Not that we're telling you what to say or anything, but it's pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. It'd be great to hear from any of you out there. Pastor Michelle, you're a joy. You and Catherine, what a blessing. And I know you have a Super Bowl party. And we go, you know, go Patriots and go Colts. So,
yeah
woo, you know,
Patriots.
So none of them are playing today, but
Packers.
Other than that.
Yeah, so I knew it started with P. God bless you all. Thanks for having me.
We love you, Pastor Michelle.
Love
see
you guys, too.
See you Wednesday.
All right, Carol's standing by. Carol's one of our regulars on the radio team. Hey, Georgia.
Hey, what's happening in Florida today? Something about a celebration, I think?
Oh, gosh, Carol, it's just too cool. It's just too wonderful. It's just we are, like, celebrating our 200th show.
I know. Isn't that fantastic? And isn't it hard to believe it's been 200? It doesn't seem like it has.
No, no. And you've been a part of the radio team for a few years now. And tell me, what does this ministry, the radio ministry, do for you? And why do you want to do this, Carol?
Because I find it's part of my commitment to Christ. When I made a commitment to Christ to come in and take over my life, I said, send me where you want me to go. Tell me what you want me to do. Show me how if I don't know, and always let me lean on you. So I don't lean to my own understanding.
Right.
I lean toward what Christ has to say to me.
Yes.
And part of that is an outreach. You know, I love outreach, and this is just another way to do it.
Boy, it is. Connie, you have been on the show with Carol many times, haven't you? And mm-hmm. you guys enjoy dialoguing. And and you remember those days when Carol and Maxine were with us on Bush Boulevard and in the church in Tampa, didn't you?
Yeah, we had good.
Good times.
Yeah. Services like what we had today.
Services like we had today. Yes. I tell you what.
We miss that, too. You know, we have not found that up here any place.
Right.
Keep looking, keep trying, but it doesn't. And that's another reason that we try to keep in touch with me doing the radio.
You're right.
And Maxine, you know, still the webmaster.
Yes,
and
she has been forever. Yeah.
Well, I may sound prejudiced, but I just don't think you'll find a better webmaster.
That's
I don't think so either.
And very ingenious.
She is.
But it's not just the webmaster. She has all those other talents that
she makes our flyers, our business cards, all that stuff.
Well,
yeah.
But she has such a wealth of knowledge and experience in her life, you know.
Right.
Help with the legal things. And
yes.
I mean, that's just one.
It's just, what a blessing.
So because she was a hearing specialist, she has all kinds of training on, I do not even begin to know how many soundboards and those kinds of things.
The sound stuff.
Christian entertainers, and she's run their soundboards and set up systems for them.
And then our publishing, Carol, you are my editor for my books, and Maxine is actually our publisher that puts it all together in the format. Then it goes to Amazon's subsidiary to print it. But really, Maxine puts it all together. She designs my book covers and all that. So, and you
know,
edit. You
so
edit my mistakes.
Because you've been in the room with her. I don't know that Connie has. When Maxine gets this flash of something like the book Letters to Lori.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it
that
just
cover.
Hit her what the colors should be, the whole thing. And I sit back to back with her at the computer. And where it comes from, it truly has to be a God-ordained ministry that she does. And she loves it. She loves doing that part of the ministry for Beacon of Hope and several other small churches up here where she's their webmaster.
Absolutely.
Maybe you ought to put your computer desk face to face.
Yeah.
And you could see it as it's happening.
Connie, would you tell our listening audience, and Carol can chime in about this, about the ministry of Lori's book that is going and what's happened and, you know, how far reaching that is already.
Wow. How long has it been out since?
It's just been
December,
out since the the end of November. Yeah,
and it's on sale at Amazon for $13.50, but we have it on sale for $10.
Yeah,
on the website.
Yeah,
but if you want to donate to the prison ministry that happens to be the prison that Lori is in, we can get those books sent. Postage paid and everything for $5 each. So if you want to sow a seed in a ministry that's kind of really ground floor, but it's taken off like wildfire.
Yes.
Because how many have we?
Over 100 have been donated now.
We've sowed into that ministry.
Right.
And then when Lori comes out, gets out of prison, then we're going to go visit.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's going to be a lot of great things happening. Carol, do you want to comment on that? Because I know my daughter Lori has been a special prayer project for you for a long time.
Yes, she has. You know what? I think Connie will have to agree, knowing Lori the way that we all do, what a wonderful opportunity for this young woman to turn her life around and become the person that God wants her to be.
Yes.
And, you know, there are places, and Connie knows this, and you know it as well, that only Lori can go, because we have none of us experienced what she's experiencing. We're experiencing it secondhand through her.
Right.
But she's in there. She is in the trenches, if you've ever been in the trenches. And she's able to minister to those people, and I'm looking forward to the day she gets out when she can join Beacon of Hope Ministry.
Absolutely.
To run a prison ministry.
Yes. And she's going to
really
do that.
I'm looking forward to that. And,
yeah.
And now we've all gone through some tough times with her, and we've all kept her in prayers. And now it's, you know, I think this is a way of God sitting her down saying, listen to me, daughter.
That's it. That's it, Carol. And, you know, I talked to her yesterday, and she was now praying with different girls that are coming to her. She's in the drug rehab unit of the minimum security prison there in Indiana. But she is now praying with people and ministering to them and giving her books away, and people's lives are being changed, and that's huge. And we thank you and Maxine and McWitt Creative Works for the publishing that has happened with all three of our books, and you can find them on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Carol, I want to ask you a couple questions here. Obedience, the importance of obedience in our lives when it comes to prosperity. I want your take on that, if you will.
I think commitment equates to obedience.
Okay.
Once, you know, first of all, being Southern born and reared, I was brought up an obedient child.
Okay.
Just, that was the way of the South. You didn't run amok when your parents told you to do something. You did that.
Right.
And then when you went to church, you began to realize what obedience to God was, because you watched the older people. You know, when you're a child, you don't have an awful lot of influences other than older people, you know,
right.
Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and friends, and that. And you watch their obedience to serve God on different committees and ministries, and the pleasure and the enjoyment they got out of it, as well as the total commitment that they made.
Right.
And for me, that's what obedience has been. Every now and then, you know, I would get the little hairy idea that maybe I should just not go to church on Sunday.
Right.
And I would go play softball.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then I'd be at softball, and I'd start feeling so guilty about it that I really wasn't ministering to anybody. I was out there being, quote, like everybody else, disobeying and not being obedient to the call of God on my life. And my commitment was waning and lax. So once I finally said, that's it, I'm through, I'm done, I'm over, it's your life, you tell me how to lead it and tell me what I need to do. So I have tried to make my commitment equal my obedience. And I try to work diligently, making sure that people understand that God is the most important thing in their life.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
That we gather together as a group, a congregation, a family to support each other physically, financially. financially, emotionally, spiritually, that we're there for each other, that we have a combined relationship with Christ, that each of us understands our commitments are different, our obedience has to be strong, and we can support a brother or a sister when they start to falter.
Right, exactly. And obedience is really listening to the voice of God and what he's wanting to tell each of us individually. He doesn't tell you the same thing that he tells somebody else, you know?
Well, no, because our gifts are different.
Exactly.
So scripture promises
yes.
peace if we give God our worries and trust in him. I mean, that's Philippians 4, 6 through 7.
Yeah, that's exactly
you know,
right.
When people mock us and make fun of us for being Christians, as we all know that that does happen, you know, we can stand on the promise that God says, I have touched you to serve me.
Amen. Amen.
And when we all put those bodies together, the
right.
service of our bodies together for Jesus Christ, we complement each other.
Yes. Yes.
So maybe one person's arm, maybe one person's the eye, maybe one person's the tongue, maybe one person's the foot. Each member of the body has its own position.
Right.
And once Christians
Amen.
Realize that they each have a gift and a talent, and it's, you know, so often I think people, when they talk about gifts and talents, they become very selfish with it. Oh, I'm this great artist. I can't possibly do anything for the world or for humanity. I've got to paint. I've got to paint. Or I've got to sing a song or whatever it is.
Right.
But when we put all of that together and the painter becomes the painter of the promises and the hopes of God, when the singer, like our blessed Nathan,
right.
comes together and writes the music, and we all, the three of us, know how he writes the music.
Yes.
I mean, it is totally God-driven. You know, sitting in church and all of a sudden that piano goes off and
oh,
you
my.
Hear his beautiful voice.
You should have heard it this morning, Carol. I tell you, all heaven came down, and he did one of those beautiful songs he wrote, that it's all about you, Jesus. And then we went into I Feel Jesus. And I tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the place, was there, Connie?
And you could feel him.
Oh, and you can feel Jesus.
You
oh.
have to feel his music.
But that's his part,
because
you know.
It is
and the,
God-driven
yes,
and God inspired.
That's what you're saying.
It's a praise and a glory in itself. And then, you know, to get Sean back in the fold again after a little hiatus.
Yes.
No. I mean, you walk in there when Sean is on the premises, you
oh,
walk
yes.
in there knowing the house is all right.
And he was just in there today just doing his thing, you know, making sure the dinner, we had a big, huge dinner that our engineer Bill didn't get to. But we did have a great big dinner.
Not to mention anybody, but.
Not to mention anybody, but.
So you mean were. Bill that was going to go to church on a Wednesday night and hasn't made it yet?
That's right, that same
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, that Bill.
Oh,
that,
same Bill.
They said they were going to bring something here, Carol.
Well, the premise is you have to go
I have
there
a piece
to get
of cake
it because
in the car,
you're getting
you.
Fed two meals. You're getting fed, well, actually three or four. You're getting fed the love of Christ through the congregation.
Right.
You're getting fed the food for the natural body. You're getting fed spiritually, and all of a sudden your soul starts to laugh and you can't figure out why.
All right, I'm happy because Carol said my name and she's talking to me. I'm happy now.
You know, we have an email here that's just come in from Brother Nathan mm-hmm. and Sean. Connie, do you want to read it, please?
Why, are you going to cry?
Yeah.
Today's service was truly a blessing. We felt we were home and look forward to all that lies ahead. Love in Christ, Sean and Nathan.
Isn't that cool? It was quite a day, wasn't it? And they came
yes.
back among us, and Nathan was on the piano, and it was just, Carol, I tell you, you got to get down there here soon and
oh,
experience this.
We certainly will. And I'm so glad that they came back. Hi, guys, Maxine and Carol here, and we love you both and are so happy to know that the place was jumping and jiving today. Praise God.
Yes. Oh, yes. It was just incredible. So, you know, God is moving, Carol. And so what we're saying is it does have everything to do with us lining ourselves up. We talked a minute ago with Pastor Michelle and Catherine about lining ourselves up with the Word and God's will for us. It is lining ourselves up also. I'm going to take it to point two here. This isn't planned. This is just the way the Holy Spirit's bringing this. But listening to the voice of God. I mean, the first thing we talked about was lining ourselves up with what God's word says about us. But so often, I think, Carol, that we get ourselves all distracted in everything else around us, and we don't take the time to listen to God's voice. And then it's hard to be obedient if we don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
That's true. And, you know, when you stop and think about Christian counseling, that's at a period of time when you have someone who comes to you, whether it's formally or informally, and you being any person that is a Christian and that knows that God is alive and well in themselves. When someone who doesn't have those kinds of feelings comes to you and asks for help, we have to diligently listen what they're saying, and we have to diligently listen to what God is saying.
Amen.
To us. He sent them to us for a reason.
Yes.
Because he knows that we will, as his servants, obey, listen, and teach.
Amen. And that's what it's all about.
Part of the mission of Beacon of Hope. I don't know if people realize it or not, but it's a listening church. If you come there with an issue of any kind and you think you're lost, and maybe you're not even wise enough to think you're lost. You just don't even know who you are and where you are and where your life is headed.
Boy, that's true.
Beacon of Hope has people who will fall in line with you and love you and minister to you in ways that you couldn't begin to imagine.
Amen. And they're all welcome, aren't they, Carol?
Everybody is welcome at Beacon.
We had a great crowd today. It was very crowded. Praise God.
35.
Yeah, that was good. It was great.
I think that's tremendous.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Really
so,
good.
Carol, we got to go to a song, but we love you, and we love that you're a part of our radio team, and you're such a close, wonderful friend to all of us, and you and Maxine both. We appreciate your labor for the Lord at Beacon of Hope, and God bless you, and we'll catch mm-hmm. you soon.
All righty. Take care.
Glad you were on. All right. Glorious Day by Casting Crowns.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he just and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Oh, glorious day.
Praise God. That's a great song. That's the first time I've heard that by Casting Crowns. That's really? A new song. Woo! That's great. You're listening to Living the Good Life, Beacon of Hope Ministries, our 200th show.
Yay!
All right. Woo! There's that applause. We are so thrilled, Pastor Jim, to have Deb and Alice back home with us.
Okay, have any of us stopped crying since Friday night?
We haven't. When they arrived from Houston. Okay.
Connie says she has.
Connie stopped crying. That's good, Con. You know, they were with us. You guys were with us a couple years ago in the ministry at Beacon. And then Alice's job took you back to Houston, where you have kids and grandkids. And do you need to do a shout-out or something?
I do. I have my daughter, Jennifer. Hi,
yes.
Jen. And I have my grandson, Kenneth, and my granddaughter, Cameron. Hi, Kenneth. Hi, Cameron.
All
Nana
right.
loves you. And then I have my daughter and Melissa.
Yeah.
And my grandkids, Annie and Christian and Sean and Lorraine and Ronnie. Hi, guys. Love you.
That is too cool. And they're all in Houston.
It's roll call.
Yeah. And you're here in Tampa today.
I'm here in Tampa.
We're Clearwater. We're not really in Tampa.
Yeah.
But seeing you guys are sight for sore eyes. You've continued to be a part of the ministry at Beacon. You're in the leadership and the staff here at Beacon, even though you're in Houston. And that's kind of cool about computers and stuff, right, Pastor Jim? That
Amen.
We can, you know, everybody doesn't have to be in the same spot
right,
anymore.
Exactly. That is wonderful.
It is, and that is one of the blessings of this radio show, that it goes around the world, like we said earlier. And Deb, you have been so much a part of this ministry. You and Alice head up. Alice, really, technically, you're the prayer chairman. We'll talk more about that in a little while, but we'll talk about the prayer in a little while. But this whole topic of obedience, okay, I want to, Pastor Jim and Deb here, Isaiah 1:19 is really kind of where I was going to preach this morning, but you know, the Holy Spirit kind of took me in a kind of a little different direction today, but that's okay.
And this is something new.
It's something new, mm-hmm. right? Where we just, in fact, would you just amplify on that? Why God does that and what that has to do with obedience?
Well, I think God always suits the teaching or the preaching to the needs at that very moment.
Right.
And I know I've gone through the same thing where I'll, you know, plan some big teaching or whatever and have it change at the last moment.
Right.
And the obedience part is we just have to have that listening ear and be obedient and come to God and say, okay, this isn't what I planned, but this seems to be where you're taking me. I'm just going to go that direction.
Right. And he does that, doesn't he? Like he did today, but what a powerful thing. When we are truly obedient and we listen, this is what I was going to preach on. Isaiah 1:19 says this, if you are willing, you know, Pastor Jim, you talked a minute ago about the ifs, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient. I'm going to pick your brain here about being willing and obedient. And here's the next part of this verse. You will eat the best of the land. The best of the land. Well, that's talking about prosperity in every area of our mm-hmm. lives. And not just our finances, but in our health, in our emotions, and whatever. Willing and obedient. Pastor Deb, what's that say to you? Willing and obedient. What's it mean to be willing?
Well, to be willing, you have to be open. You have to be listening. You have to be present in the moment.
Okay.
If Alice and I had not been willing, we would not have heard the call that God gave us in 2008 to move to Tampa.
Right. And you would not have met all of us wonderful people.
And no, I would not have.
And wouldn't have known how cute we are.
Yeah. And just get cuter all the time.
Exactly. There you go. There you go.
You know,
that's
it's
true.
I just find it amazing how God works because,
yes,
you know,
yes.
you mentioned something this morning in service about how Beacon of Hope Ministries came to be and how the radio program came to be. And, you know, unbeknownst to either one of us, when we first walked into your service, you and I had ties from the past.
Right. We didn't even know
that
each
we didn't
other.
Even know. We knew. Uh-huh.
We knew some people. We both knew the same people.
Yeah, we both knew the same people. And because I knew this person
or I had become acquainted with this person, I went in a certain direction in my ministry.
Right.
And if I had not gone in that direction, then I wouldn't have been able to hear God
right.
say, you know, you're going to go. He didn't say Tampa. He just said, you're going to go. And I wouldn't have been able to hear the things that I needed to hear to do what I needed to do. And when right. you talk about obedience, you know, it's really, really hard
right.
to be obedient in
Why?
2008.
Okay, let's talk about that. Pastor Jim, I'm going to bring you in here. Why is it hard for people to be willing to be obedient? I like that Isaiah says there, if you're willing and obedient. There's two parts of this.
Well, you have to be willing to be obedient, and then you have to be obedient.
Okay.
It's almost like two steps.
All right, talk about that.
Well, and I overheard some talk this morning at church with somebody who's still smoking, and... I think was it you, Deb, or was it Alice, said you have to be willing. That's the first step. Willing to
let go of that.
To let
yeah.
go of it.
Yeah,
right.
You do.
And that's the step here. I mean, you have to be willing. And in context, it's talking about being willing to submit to God.
That is what it's talking about.
You know, willing to just submit to the lordship
yes.
of God.
Right.
And then obey what he tells you to do. That's like the two steps. And I think now it's so hard to do that just because there's such a almost a spirit of lawlessness. You know, people okay. don't want to be accountable. People don't
right.
want to obey
right.
the law. And, you know, I'm from Chicago, and it ain't exactly known for being lawful. But, you know, we had Al Capone and all that. But
Catherine mentioned that earlier, that the word obedience has really kind of got a bad connotation. People don't like
because obedience implies submission,
mm-hmm.
and people do not want to submit.
Right.
You know, there's the whole anti-government thing because we mm-hmm. don't want to submit to the government. I see it on the roads when I'm driving in Florida.
Right.
I'm not putting down Florida. I'm just saying.
Because everybody from all over the world lives here.
That's well, right. That's right.
But I'm saying, does anybody in Florida know what a crosswalk is?
Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I do too. But I'm just, my observation is a lot of people here don't use crosswalks.
Okay.
People normally go 5-10 miles above the speed limit, always.
Right.
I mean, my partner, Ray, drives the speed limit, okay?
Right.
People just whiz past us.
Right, right, right.
And
yeah.
It's almost like nobody wants to obey anything.
That's a good point, really.
And
yeah.
It's kind of scary at times. I mean...
But this verse says you got to be willing and obedient, then you'll eat the best of the land.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to come back to you, Pastor Jim. Talk to me about this. Then you'll eat the best of the land. And why is it, Deb, that so many people aren't willing to find out what God's word says that they need to do in order to walk in that prosperity? Where is that breakdown where our will comes? You know, what happens there?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless. That's totally unusual. You want to think on that a minute? We'll come back
no,
to you. Connie,
this is live radio, people. You know, I think the breakdown comes in first and foremost. It's a thing where God's word is concerned. I can't touch it. I can't see it. I can't feel it. Sure, it's a book and it's got words and I can touch and feel that. But you expect me to read that
mm-hmm.
and then do what it says
uh-huh.
when there's no proof?
Mm.
Because people, it's this whole country, this whole world is this. I've got to have something concrete in my hand,
like your cell phone,
like my cell phone. You know, I got to have something concrete in my hand. So if you're telling me if I do what God says,
yeah,
and I follow His path, that I'm going to be rewarded with the best.
I'm telling you that.
Okay.
Because God's word says that, and God's word says. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And we get to a point in our lives, we choose to believe this and walk in it, or we're just kind of going through the motions of life.
And you know, this is what's in my head right now, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. when Alice and I answered that to come to Tampa, God told us to sell everything down to a one-bedroom apartment. We did it. Our family and friends thought we were nuts, but we did it. And we came here. And we had an experience where we moved into this apartment complex. And I know my daughter Jen's listening, and she saw that apartment, and it was, like, really bad. So go ahead and laugh, Jen. It was bad. It was really bad. But we moved there because that's where we felt God told us to go. And okay. We were very humbled.
Okay. But you did it out of obedience.
But we did it out of obedience.
Okay.
Now,
any regrets now?
No, because, and this is the funny thing behind all of it.
Right.
You know, we've followed what God told us to do, and God has rewarded us in so many ways. And one of the things that God has done has rewarded us with good jobs.
Right.
That provide for us.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think God did all that because we had stuff. We got rid of it. We saw that we could do without.
Right.
And now God's rewarded us by giving some of that back.
Right.
And the whole circle of all of that is that we're not happy with all of the stuff because we know we don't need it.
Right.
And that's what I find so interesting, because I think that's where, you know, you will eat the best, you will have the best. And to me, the best is not the big house with all the stuff.
Mm. How about the best being peace in your heart?
The best is peace in my heart. And do you know what peace in my heart is? Peace in my heart is this family of Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Right.
And you know, anybody listening out there, you can find that.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be Beacon of Hope. You can find that somewhere, some church, some group.
Find it and jump into it.
You know, as long as they're going on God's word and you
right.
follow God's word. And
Amen.
I find it interesting that all of this has come to me today, this afternoon, here in this radio station.
Right. Praise God. Woo! All right, we'll get back to you. What's your take on this willingness?
Well, I felt led to go, you had quoted this scripture this morning, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will turn to them and I will forgive their sins, heal their land. That kind of goes back to that verse too. I link that with that verse in Isaiah.
It's a good link.
Because it's an if you do this, then this will happen. And I think that's why we don't see the good so often is mm-hmm. because the land is not healed. Mm-hmm. And that can be taken, I mean, literally, the United States, you know, our land, or kind of symbolically, the land wherever we go is our land.
Right.
You know. But I look at this and I know this verse has been wrenched out of here and misquoted numerous times. But it's not talking about everybody in the United States.
Right.
I just want to make this point. It's talking about my people, believers,
right.
people who
God's
call
people.
Themselves believers.
Yes, amen.
And now, you know, shall humble themselves.
That's a big part
and
of
pray,
the willingness.
Seek, crave, and require the necessity of my face
Woo.
And turn from their wicked ways. What? Their wicked ways in the church? You betcha.
Amen. Amen.
And I think the biggest thing here is people have the wrong idea. Well, I'll pray, but I'm going to depend on a certain political party, and I don't care which one you think you're depending on, to bring us out of this.
Sure.
No. Neither political
no.
party is going to do it. Any of the smaller
right.
political parties, it's God
it's
that's going to do it.
It's
says,
God.
If
Ooh.
You do this, then I will heal your land. You'll
then,
feed to the
exactly.
best of the land. If you give to God in Malachi,
Amen.
I'll open the storehouses of heaven for you.
If you obey, if you're willing
Amen.
To listen to what God says in your life, wow, this is good stuff. We got a whole lot more to talk about. And we are right up on 5 o'clock, and we got to do station identification. And you are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, my. You cool. are joining us today for our, are you ready, Bill, with the applause? You are listening to our 200th radio show.
Woo.
Somebody out there right now with a hearing problem is going, ooh, you just made my hearing aid hurt.
What about your book?
What about my book? Yes. We mentioned a little while ago, you can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and find Letters to Lori, Little Girl Lost, which is the life story, letters I actually wrote last summer to my daughter Lori, who is in a lockdown rehab unit in a minimum security hospital in, not hospital, prison, I'm sorry, in Indiana. And she is doing very well. And, you know, there's just a lot going on. And God's a blessing. I mean, you know, really, really a blessing. Connie, you have an email that just came in. And by the way, we want to hear from you. Come on, just send us an email. It's a lot of fun. To pastor at Beacon of Hope Ministries. That's got an IES on the end of it. .com. This must have come from one of your children, Pastor Deb.
Melissa Ann, you are in big trouble.
Uh-oh, what'd she say?
You can't read it.
What'd she say?
Okay, Melissa, you're going to make me cry. So
go ahead. I want to hear this.
This is to my mom, Deborah Reasonover. I am very happy for my mother that she has found God, and she is my greatest role model for me right now. She and I have been through a lot since I was little, but through it all, I love and support her in all that she does. Mom, I know that we have never seen eye to eye, but I love you. I love you too, baby girl.
Oh, wow. Aww. That's beautiful. There's tears.
Yeah, she's made me cry.
Oh, wow. That is, you know, there are a lot of issues in mother and daughter relationships. I mean, Lori and I, we've had lots of stuff. Well, Lori and I have, but I tell you what, we are closer right this moment than we've ever been. And I mean, God is just doing some wonderful things. So praise God. It's all good. So those of you listening today, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're a regular listener or you can listen once in a while. We'd like to hear from you. And that is pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com. This is our 200th celebration. Two is the significance of that number is God with us, covenant relationship. Pastor Jim, I'm going to pick on you here for a minute of what does it mean, that relationship, that covenant relationship with God.
Okay, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, I mean, a whole nother show, so you don't have show, to know. Just like
I'll just
1 minute. That's why I told you 1 minute. And now you just ate up 20 seconds of it. So.
But if you look in the Bible at covenant, it's so, I don't know how to describe it. It's an unbreakable agreement between, in this case, between us and God.
Amen.
And by unbreakable, I mean, especially under the covenant we have through Jesus.
Right.
Jesus paid the price for every sin we had ever, are currently, and will ever commit. I mean,
amen.
That blood has put us in covenant with God and has already taken away the hindrances to the covenant.
Exactly.
You know,
what Jesus already did.
Right.
So in this next 100 shows, we're going to be in the 200s, you know, and we really want people to understand in greater dimension of that powerful relationship between them and God and what that means and why obedience can flow from that relationship. It's a love relationship.
Well, and Jesus says in John, if you love me, you obey my commands.
There you go. Bring
it
in.
That's how we show love. It's not that we get his love because we obey his commands. He loves us. He loved us even before we came to him.
Exactly.
He loved us when we were sinners. You know, before we even knew him.
Right.
But we obey because we love.
Because we love. Amen. I'm going to ask you to give the headphones back to Connie for just a minute. Because, Connie, back many years ago, you started and came to Beacon of Hope back in about 03-ish. Beacon of Hope started in 01. I think you came in 03 or 04, someplace back in then. About the same time that Brother Nathan Burton came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and piano player and songwriter and music director and minister of music at Beacon of Hope for a long time. And then he and his partner, Sean, have been away from us for a while. And you and I just started really talking about the fact that they need to be back among us.
Yes.
And that was Connie's answer. No, go ahead. What would you like to say about it? I'd just like to tease you.
They're part of the family, and
yes,
the family wasn't complete without them there.
Wasn't complete. And the more you and I have talked and prayed about it, and others have prayed about it, Carol Maxine and Pastor Jim and some others, we just really knew that God wanted them with us. And, you know, what is it going to take, you know, type thing for them to understand how much we love them. And that, Pastor Jim, is what you're just talking about, that covenant relationship and that love. And we are very happy to announce today that you and I went on a mission for God on Friday afternoon, didn't we? While you guys were in the air flying,
that's right,
we were doing this. We obeyed God because God told us. And so we did. This is an act of obedience. Go ahead.
Well, and a lot of times an act of obedience takes you out of your comfort zone.
Well, there you go. And, that's profound. We can write that down.
And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make the decision, make that commitment to do it, and then follow through on it.
And as it turned out, you and I ended up going to their home on Friday afternoon and talking with them. And and from the moment that the door was open and the big smile, it was just, we knew we were in the right place.
Yeah, it was funny because you said, at what point did you think everything was going to be okay? And I said, when he opened the door and smiled, maybe.
Because, you know, that's that love, that bond that we're talking about here, that when God puts people together, you know, we're all put together for a reason. And Alice is sitting out there, but she's getting ready to come in on the...
Get in here, girl.
Get on in here. Come on. And, you know, when God puts people together, you know, this whole radio team and then the other members of Beacon of Hope, it is just, even though our members that are off scattered in Indiana, Ohio, and all these different states that are a part of us that are regular financial contributors, and you know, I think of Mike out in Texas, and and so many different ones. Brenda, who showed up the other day from Alabama, what
Sad
a joy! Wasn't that good? Yep. And we have people scattered around the globe that are a regular part of Beacon of Hope. Maybe can't be at services every week because they live in other states, and it's a little kind of a long commute.
Well, heck, we got people right here that are part of us that don't always make it there.
There, that's right.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think the engineer heard you. Anyway,
I wasn't talking about him. I was actually talking about people who come to Beacon of Hope.
Oh, okay.
Him too.
All right. Okay. Because the truth of the matter is that when God puts you in a body of believers, He does it for a reason. He knows what you need, and He knows how you will complement that ministry. So let's go to this song, and then we're going to get some conversation here with Alice.
Yes, it's live.
Yes, it
radio.
Is live. It sure is. And so this song is one that Nathan Burton wrote. I don't remember if it was written in one of our services or when he was at work something.
It's an interesting song because I was, you know, I check out each song before I play it.
Just do you?
Yeah.
Yes, Engineer Bill.
And I started listening. I thought it was a commercial at first. I was like, wow, this is a song. It sounds interesting.
Okay.
He was listening.
You know, people look at my life and they say, how can he be so happy? But I have a big secret. Because of what Jesus Christ has done in my life, I've got all I need. I've got the love of God living inside of me. I've got the love of God living inside of me. I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the love of God living inside of me. Now that you've heard it, sing with me. I've got the love of God living inside of me. Yes, you got it. I've got the love of God living inside of me. I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the love of God living inside of me. Let's sing about His joy. I've got the joy of God living inside of me. Here it comes. I've got the joy of God living inside of me. I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the joy of God living inside of me. Sometimes I get discouraged, dark clouds hanging over my head.
burdens got me down so low. I forget all the words that he said. But a still small voice, he comes to me saying, rejoice, my son, I've made you free. I've got the peace of God living inside of me. Let's sing about that peace. I've got the peace of God living inside of me. I've got the peace of God living inside of me. I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the peace of God living inside of me, 'cause I know the word of God. I've got the word of God living inside of me. I've got the word of God living inside of me. I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the word of God living inside of me. His word builds my faith. I've got the faith of God living inside of me. I've got the faith of God living inside of me. Well, I know this much is true, and I know that you can have it too. I've got the faith of God living inside of me. When I'm feeling lonely, heart filled with despair, and the devil tries to come and say, ain't nobody really cares. Jesus says he came to live in me, and in my heart he will always be. I've got the Spirit of God living inside of me. Sweet Spirit of God. I've got the Spirit of God living inside of me. I've got the Spirit of God living inside of me. I know this much is true.
Praise God. What a song. What a song. All right, Alice, grab that mic. And we're so glad to have you in the studio again after 14 months.
It's wonderful to be here.
You like it? Are you glad? Yes, we're so glad you're here. That was a pretty cool song. Connie, what did you think about that song? You want to grab that mic back over there?
I had the mic and no headphones.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a really catchy tune. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh, it's a song. It's like a Home Depot commercial or something. Yeah. Don't forget, pick up your Living the Good Life.
That's right.
Supplies.
Isn't it a good song?
I like
it. He writes all kinds of stuff. He writes. He's just. In fact, we have his CD that you can get on. It's on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. And you can go to our website and get that CD. And it's called Beacon Songs of Praise. And he wrote most of them, I think all of them, actually, Connie, at Beacon. Not necessarily in a service, but a lot of them in a service.
Yeah, and then he went to a studio here in Tampa and recorded with some musicians.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's a fun CD, and we want people to be able to get it, and it is on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com.
It's only $1 million.
$1 million, yeah.
Million? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. All right, here we go. Alice, I got to pick your brain here now. You've been relaxing out there. It's time to get Alice working, guys, don't you think? And let's talk about this whole thing of being willing to do what God tells you to do when he tells you. Would you agree, Alice, that sometimes it's hard to know what God is really saying to you?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Okay. It's time. Isn't there times that it is just, it's difficult. Part of it, I think, is our own little stubbornness. But well, talk about this.
I think part of it is because a lot of times we don't know how to listen to God.
Okay.
So when he is speaking to us, we don't recognize his voice.
Right.
I think that that has a large part to do with it. I think that, you know, if we'll spend more time in his word, we'll learn to recognize his voice.
That's absolutely so important. And Pastor Deb, chime in on that about the importance of the word in your own personal life. I mean, do you want to comment on that? I mean, how that's become important to you? Maybe it wasn't always.
It has become important to me, and no, it wasn't always. And you and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, and for people that are listening out there, just because we're pastors of a church or on a leadership team of a church, you know, doesn't mean that we're infallible. And, you know, one of the things that I talked to Pastor about yesterday.
Connie is.
Oh,
she's
Connie's
infallible. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, that's con.
But the rest of us, you're right.
One of the things we talked about yesterday was about the fact that, you know, I have admitted to you that I have not been staying in the Word the way I know I need to be.
Okay.
And it's made a huge difference in my outlook on life, how I feel on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize it until yesterday when we were having this conversation, the things that I have tried to put into my life to fill that void.
Ooh, that's good.
You know,
ooh, that's good.
Connie always talks about the hole in the heart.
Mm-hmm. She does.
And, you know, how you try to fill that hole in the heart with something.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or an addiction or you know, with me, it's TV.
Right.
You know? And I just realized today that that's what I was doing.
Right.
And
that's so easy to do, don't you think?
Do what?
Good thing you came this weekend.
Right.
Well, thank God that he let us get on the plane.
Right. But so often we have to have a situation that happens that brings us back to that, whoa, top of the mind awareness of, oh my, I need more word time so that I can see what God's purpose is for my life, right?
And the more you stay, and you know, when I first started reading, really, really reading, ingesting the Word.
Right.
I was ingesting it, but it was like, I don't understand all this. I don't get it. And,
right.
And I'd been told that, you know, God's going to speak to you through the Word.
Yes.
The first time that it happened, which is really called Rhema Word.
Right.
You know,
jumps off the page at you.
Yeah. You know, you're like, whoa, they're talking about me.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's a really cool feeling.
It is.
And once you get used to that, you turn to that for answers.
Right.
You know, you seek it out to figure out if what you're doing in your life is good or bad.
Exactly.
You know, and no, it may not be the most popular thing to do.
Oh, but once... Well, let's ask Alice about this. Once you start reading the Word, what happens to you? I mean, you may have a preconceived idea. Maybe somebody out there has a preconceived idea that, hey, that's boring or that doesn't interest me or what does that mean, you know? I mean, what happens to you besides the fact that my Bible is so cute and it's green
it
and
is
it, green.
It matches
your shirt.
It looks like an alligator.
It is. But other than that, I mean, seriously, about the Word, what happens to you?
Well, once you get into the Word, you start, I don't know how to put it, you start needing it, wanting it.
Yes.
You start creating a desire within yourself to read more.
Addictive.
It becomes addictive.
Right.
It becomes something that you can't go throughout the day without having.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself in a situation that it may be difficult, and then all of a sudden the scripture that you read comes to mind.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, wow, that pertains to right now,
right.
You know? And so I think that's really cool when that happens. The thing that I found the hardest is you may have the desire to read the Word. You may know how important it is to read the Word and have it, you know, live in your life and deep down inside.
Right.
The hard part is carving out that time.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think
that's
a good thing to talk about.
That's the biggest part.
And that's something that I've been struggling with. You know, I get up early, 5:45 in the morning, I'm getting
right.
up, you know, and I've got to get ready, catch the bus, go to work, you know, working all day. A lot of times I'll work through lunch, skip lunch, you know, still working. I get off work, catch the bus, go home, dinner time. I haven't read the Word yet.
Yeah.
You know, how do I carve the end? And that's something I know I struggle with.
Right.
So I know that other people must be struggling
Absolutely.
With that too. Absolutely. So, you know, the hard part for me is making it a priority.
So you're saying if we can't take the time to get in the Word like we should, it's hard to find out what we are needing to do in our lives so that God will give us the best of the land. It's hard to find out what to be willing and obedient about.
Right.
You
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
You know, do you want to comment on that?
I was just sitting here thinking the way you carve out that time is you have multiple Bibles and you put them in all kinds of places, like on the back of your toilet. You know? I'm just saying.
Well, you should have a lot of, but the importance is reading it. And, you know, I think that the devil works overtime to keep us from reading the Word. He really does, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always something else. You said it, carving out the time.
You know, well, but my favorite show's going to be on, and I can't miss that. Right. Well, you know what? That's why God invented DVR, people.
There you go.
You know?
But see, for so many people, they don't get to a place of eating the best of the land because they haven't been obedient to really find out what God wants them to be doing. And the willingness isn't there to go to church, let's say. And some of you out there are going, do you have to go to church? You know what? Hebrews 10:25 says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the habit of some. But instead, get in with the people of God, you know, because there is benefit to that. What benefit was there today for you to be in the house of the Lord?
Well, you know, Alice said it. Alice said it when we left the church. We were on our way back to the hotel, and she said this, and she's so right. You know, my bucket was empty. You know,
your spiritual bucket. Do you want to explain that?
My spiritual bucket was empty. When I left church after the service today, I was so physically wasted.
Yeah.
I felt like I had been at the gym.
Join the club.
And had been working out. And all
that
I did
anointing.
Was stood up on the stage and sang.
And sang and sang and sang and sang. And then she sang. Yeah.
But I mean, my arms were heavy.
Right.
Because I felt like I couldn't lift them. And Alice said it. You know, she said my spiritual bucket was empty. And now it's overflowing.
Yes.
And the other thing that she said was that she really felt like that God was... How did you put it? That God was trying to teach us to fill that bucket on our own?
Yes. I really think that God is trying to teach Deb and myself how to learn to fill that bucket on our own so that we don't get into the spiritual desert that we've been in Houston.
And, exactly.
And the reason we're saying that is because, yes, we live in this big, giant city of Houston, but we consider our home church to be here 1,000 miles away in you know, Clearwater, Florida.
Right.
And we have a few churches that we visit in Houston, but we're not members and we're not on staff and we're not participating.
It's not home.
It's not home. You know, and it's not feeding us the way we get fed here. Now,
right.
You know, and I'm saying all that for people out in radio land to say this. You know, I'm not saying don't go to a church, you know, because
there's such benefit.
You get out of corporate prayer, out of being with a group of people and praying together. You know, it's that team.
Right.
You know, it's Super Bowl Sunday. You got to have that 11-member football team.
There you go.
To get that ball across the goal line. You
go
cannot
Colts.
Do it. Pastor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right.
The Colts aren't playing
there.
Today.
That's right. I forget. Yes.
You know, if you're one person carrying that football,
right.
You can't go against
Good
the devil
point.
By yourself.
Excellent point.
So, you know, but what I'm also saying is that if you find yourself where you don't have a church, you don't have that group of people, you've got to find things to fill that void. You know, you listen to a radio show like this once a week.
Right.
You know, and there are plenty more shows every single day on lots of radio stations.
Sure.
Find that one preacher on TV that speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do it in other ways. But I think what God is trying to teach Alice and I is that we have allowed our spiritual bucket to become empty because we've been depending on Beacon 1,000 miles away to fill it. And let's face it, you know, we get the radio show once a week and that's it.
And you haven't been showing up at church.
No, you know, we really haven't. That 1,000-mile commute just kind of is a killer.
Oh, okay. So then I don't need to quote that scripture to you again about don't forsake the assembling of yourself.
No, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sure that God will provide the pilot and the airplane.
Okay, all right.
Here.
Okay. So talk to us, Alice, about the importance of daily meditating on the Word, how that really goes along with our prosperity. How important is that?
Well, when you meditate on the Word, it gets in your heart. It gets in your deep within you.
Yes.
And I believe that when the Word of God is deep within you, in your heart, in your mind, you tend to do things that are in line with that Word.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do things that are in line with the Word, I believe that God blesses you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, to me, you know, if you stay in the Word and you're focused on the Word and you meditate on it and you get it deep down inside, and God's going to bless you.
Exactly.
And that prosperity is going to come.
It is. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. And then as we begin to really concentrate on God and what His will is for us, and even say, God, where are we going here? What's going on? You know, this whole show in, and Connie will remember this, in April of 07, we based it around Jeremiah 29:11-14 that says that God says, I know the plans I have for you, you know? Pastor Jim, do you have that right there in front of you? Jeremiah 29:11-14. And we're going to, let's read that, and then we'll go to this Chris Sly song, Still You Love Me, and then we'll talk more on the other side of that song. But Pastor Jim, would you read, this is the theme, really, of this show, Living the Good Life, Jeremiah 29:11-14.
Okay, this is from the Amplified, so fasten your seatbelts.
Okay.
For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you a hope in your final outcome. Then you will call on me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. That is a word for Devin Ellis.
It's certainly taken all the way to Houston, right? Oh, my. Listen to this song, Still You Love Me, Chris Sly.
Strength. You found me in my darkness. You, the protector of the weak. You're standing right here with me.
Praise God. That's a great song. That's the first time I ever heard that one. That's really good. You got some new songs on today, Connie.
Yeah, my computer's back up working.
Yes, yay. Connie's our music director for the radio show.
Ring the bell for that
and
one.
Yeah, and you're sure. Such a blessing. Connie, almost 4 years ago, it'll be April 15th, will be tax day. Yep, will be the day of the first show of 2007, and we had a radio party today at the church and a big, huge dinner and a big, huge birthday cake.
Big, huge dinner.
Big, huge dinner, Bill.
Tons of food.
We want him to feel really bad about not having gotten there. And
chicken, spaghetti.
Do you feel bad yet, Bill?
Dear Lord, they did not bring the cake here.
I have a piece in the car for you. I'll give you.
That's okay.
No, we do have a piece in the car for you. But anyway, Connie, 4 years ago, it was you and Nathan and I sitting right here in the studio. And we...
Scary,
wasn't it? Mm-hmm. We had an hour show, 60 minutes, came on at 5 o'clock. We recorded it, and then they played it on Sunday. We didn't do it live. That was the only show, to my recollection, we did that we recorded and that wasn't live, because one time of doing that and trying to correct our mistakes, we make mistakes all the time, all the way through here. You know, I mean, we say things we shouldn't say, like Deb just did about her toilet and stuff like that. I'm teasing. I mean, no, you know, we all do. We're human.
We pick on Bill really bad.
We pick on Bill bad and things like that, that if we had time to pray about it, we'd still do it. But anyway,
amen.
So, but you know, that first show, Connie, we were nervous. I was sitting where you are.
Yeah.
You were over here.
On cushions.
And yeah, because I'm short and I have to sit on cushions. And then Nathan, I think, was right here where I am. And yeah, we made some mistakes, you know, and we went back and tried to fix it. And oh, let's think that over again. And then it was just like, oh, we can't do it like that. And
we're not like that.
We just have to let it happen.
We're not perfect, and we didn't want it to sound like we were perfect.
Right. And we don't have any problems with that now. We never sound like it's perfect. But we have fun doing the show, you know? Yeah. And it's so cool today that on our 200th show that Nathan is back with us, and Sean, and that Nathan will be on the radio team again, on the radio team, just couldn't be here today. And you'll all hear from Nathan again soon, and just how God heals and just all of that. And, boy, that was quite a day. In fact, we recorded it two or three days before the Sunday.
Yeah,
I think
it was
on a
Tuesday,
Wednesday. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we had service, and then we had Pastor David Pettit was here that day. And a bunch of people came to my house. Everybody came to my house, and we had a big dinner, and then we all listened to the show together. And the three of us were going, could have been better. So it was just like the next week, it was going, we're going live. We just don't like that canned feeling, you know? Pastor Jim, you joined us a long time ago. We talked about that earlier. And we also ask you how this, you know, whole ministry of the radio has impacted your life. And you started to talk about Jeremiah 29:11-14, which is the scripture that is the basis of this show. Do you want to amplify on that? Well, out of your Amplified Bible, would you like to amplify?
Bible. Well, it just, as I was reading it, and talk about a rhema word.
Seems fitting, doesn't it?
You know, as I was reading it, and it really jumped off the page again. And I was thinking about how that applies to Beacon, because we've been praying for a good long while about asking the Lord to bring back the people, you know, the people who've left, and bring in brand new people.
The people who want to be there.
The people, the people who want to be there. And here it says, you know, I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places which I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
Is Houston in that?
I think it includes Houston, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That hit me that's, we saw that scripture fulfilled this morning.
Absolutely.
At Beacon of Hope. We had brand new people there.
Right.
And people just recently started coming. Mm-hmm. We had people returning.
Right.
And that was just such a blessing.
And great food.
We
always got food.
Do you know, you're making a really good point here, because the devil can take people captive by, you know, when we refuse, let's say, to be willing and obedient and eat the best of the land. When we say, I'm going to do it my way, my spiritual life isn't that important to me. Let's say that somebody out there says, you know, I don't get why this is so important. Oh, it's so important, because we're going to stand before Almighty God someday, and he's going to go, what did you do with my words to you? There's my cute green Bible again. And what did you do with the gifts and talents I gave you? Are you using them? And so often, I've found through so many years of ministry that there are gifted, talented people that are sitting at home in front of a TV or a video player or whatever when they need to be in the house of the Lord. And yes, this is a little spanking, of course. When they need to be in the house of the Lord, and they need to be using their gifts and talents that God has given them because...
Amen.
Amen. You know, I want God... Pastor Jim, I so want God to be able to say to me someday, well done.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
I really do. And, you know, I didn't mention it this morning, but I want to mention on the air. After the truck ran through our church in 08, it turned out to be a real blessing, you know. And we went into storage, went into a hotel. And I was thinking this morning very early, there was one Sunday, this is before you joined us, and before you two joined us, that I preached to four people. Four people, and I was one of them. There was three there. And it was hard. Oh, my heavens. It's hard to do that. And I walked in that morning into that little hotel room where we were meeting, and three people were there. And I said on the inside of myself to God, God, here's what I'm doing. You gave me a sermon. I'm going to preach it. And I don't care how many people are sitting here, we're going to have church. And we did. And I think through the struggles of the last couple years at Beacon of Hope, and that, you know, we've lost some people. We've had lost a lot of people to job transfers, like Allison and Deb, that have moved away. Carol and Maxine, other people that have moved away to other parts. Selena. Yeah, there's been a lot of people that have had to go to other places for jobs. But through all this, our God has been faithful. And we have been faithful. Every week for 200 shows, we have been here, and we have done what God has called us to do. You want to comment on that, Miss Connie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think it's, I take it, I feel like this is such a privilege to be able to spend 2 hours now with just sitting and talking and listening to some really good music and and really trying to get our message out. And this is such a huge opportunity.
Yes.
That, you know, I just, you know, sometimes it's kind of overwhelming.
It is. That,
you know, the opportunity and, you know, if you would have told me 10 years ago that I was going to be talking on the radio, I tell you, great. You're out of your mind.
Yes.
So.
But look what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to sing that this morning. We never got to it. Look what the Lord has done, you know?
We can sing it whenever.
Well, praise God. So, you know, I think when it comes down to this obedience thing, God has different things for each of us to do. That day when there were three people at church and me made four, my job was to do what God had told me to do that day, no matter how many people were sitting there, no matter how hard it is, really, to preach to three people, who, because everybody's just looking at you like, you know, it's a little strange. But
did anybody fall asleep?
No, nobody fell asleep. But the bottom line of all this is, okay, bloom where you're planted. Do what God has called you to do. Find out. If you don't know what God's got for you, if you don't know what it means to be obedient, then let's start seeking the Lord. What would you say, Pastor Jim, to somebody who says, I don't even know where I belong, what's going on in my life, I feel confused about my spiritual life? What would you say?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, get in the Word.
Okay.
Pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any believing friends, talk to them.
Right.
Because, it can be confusing, especially for a new believer who doesn't maybe know where to go, what kind of church I should go to. You know, and we can say, well, you need to go to one that believes the Bible. Well, that's kind of vague. We know what we mean by that.
Right.
But they might not.
Right.
I would just simply suggest you come to Beacon.
Right, there you go. Here in the Clearwater area, or just move here.
Just hop a jet.
Just move here. Praise God. Glory to God. We're going to do this song, and then Deb and Alice, I want you to come back and talk to us a minute. Go ahead, Connie.
We have an email from Lloyd and Cindy Lacey.
Oh, my dear friends in Indiana that were part of my church up there and still are very connected to me and me to them.
Happy 200th show for Jesus. Love y'all, Lloyd and Cindy.
Oh, that's that. Lloyd is Joan's brother, and Lloyd and Cindy were part of my church in Indiana, and the whole family is still very close to me, and I'm close to them, and I love them so much. So, Lloyd, thank you so much, and Cindy, for sending that. And you're a blessing to this ministry and a blessing to me personally, and always have been. So listen to this song by New World Sun, There Is a Way. I've never heard this one either, Connie.
Yeah.
Have I?
You say okay. Love is just a word, just four letters in a row, just a thing that people say, or they never tell you so. And you used every excuse to let nobody in. Now this cloud you bring around has become your only friend. And everybody's saying that it's gonna go away, but it don't go. And everybody's telling you one day it's gonna change, but you don't know if it's really gonna end. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. What if love became a man? And bone, would you recognize his face if he came to bring you home? You think you're all alone, gotta do it on your own, riding solo. Is there someone you can call when you stumble and fall? 'Cause you don't know if you'll be getting up again. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on. There's a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. Don't you think your life's worth saving? If I thought love was just words, I might feel the same way too. But it's so much more than that, and it's waiting here for you. There is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I
praise God. That's a good song. Praise God. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are celebrating today, one more time, our 200th show. You know, some of you out there may say, you guys are all crazy and silly, but you know what? It is the joy of the Lord that motivates us, Alice.
Amen.
It is the joy of the Lord. We do have a lot of fun together. And we just, you know, but we also are very, very full of joy today because this is a huge accomplishment to have taken, you know, these last 200 shows. And we were talking about the thousands and thousands of dollars that contributors have given to Beacon of Hope for this, to pay these bills. And we have always paid on time. We pay, we put our money in the little box out there before we even come in and put the headphones on. And you know, that's a reward of obedience. We could have been afraid Alice, a long time ago, we could have been afraid, Connie, and we could have said, and some people were a little afraid, taking on a radio show. You got to be kidding, a radio show every week for an hour. Who's going to do that? And I said, I am. And then whoever else wants to join me. And that's what's happened. But talk to me, Alice, about the rewards of obedience. We know that we have rewards from this radio show. If you want to start with that and then go on with that.
Well, actually, I want to change it up a little bit.
You go right ahead.
Because I want to talk a little bit about what Deb talked about earlier.
Okay.
She told a little bit of our story about how, you know, we had to, we didn't have to, but we felt led to pack up all our stuff and move to Tampa. And God made things work. And the thing I want to point out is that if we hadn't been obedient in what God was telling us to do, if we hadn't have said, okay, Lord, we're going to do this, we're going to pack up our stuff, we're going to, move to this awful little bitty apartment, we wouldn't have been prepared for when the job opportunity came for me here in Tampa,
right,
for us to pick up and move at a moment's notice,
right,
and come here to Tampa and find Beacon of Hope and grow spiritually and emotionally,
right,
and all that, and have our ministries and our and learn to have an idea of what God wants for us and where God wants us, and
right,
to start down that path, we wouldn't be there. We wouldn't have gone through all that.
So that's a reward.
So that is a reward
of obedience.
I know for me personally, every day I get a little clearer understanding of what it is that God wants from me. I still wish for that big neon sign.
Right.
That blinks at me. And
that
says,
big neon sign that says Alice.
Says, this is the way this is the path, and
yeah,
this is how things are going to happen.
Right.
If you will just take these steps, then this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that neon sign yet.
Right.
But I do see little, just little signs along the way that says, take another step this direction.
Right.
And I don't know what the final outcome is going to be. I don't know what God has in store for me. Ultimately, well, I know ultimately I'll be with him, but in this life, I don't know where I'm going to be 10 years from now.
But in a way, I think that's better, because
that is.
I like the fact that we walk with God moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, because I think if a lot of us knew, for instance, let's just say about the ministry, that this is the 10th year of Beacon of Hope, and what my original vision for the ministry would have been, I would never have gone through some of the pain that I've gone through,
exactly,
the last few years. But I have grown from that, preaching to three people. I have grown from all of that pain, and I've learned a lot. And so I think sometimes it's really good that God, in his wisdom, doesn't show us the next step.
No, and I agree. In my head and heart, I agree. But then at times, I still would like to see the big picture.
There you go. I know.
But what I'm saying is that God, when we're obedient to God, there are all these rewards that are there. For me, it's getting a clear understanding of what he has in store for me. Like I said, I don't see the big picture, but I see these little pieces. And that's rewarding to me. To
Amen.
Me personally. To other people, it may not be. Other people, they get different rewards out
but
of,
you get
out
the
of their
rewards.
Obedience.
Woo! Pastor Deb, finish up here. We're winding down, so give us your take on what Alice just said, and then we'll get back to Connie and Jim.
The benefit of us being obedient is that we've gotten to Beacon and we found our home, and for now anyway, because I firmly believe that God's going to send you for a time, a reason, or a season. But the other benefits of obedience is that I am able to look back on my life now and see the mistakes that I've made.
Sure.
And, God is allowing me to have an open heart for that and to be able to go and make some apologies and, ask for seek for forgiveness.
Kind of like Connie and I have been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing that I want to say to people that are listening is that Every journey starts with one step, and I know that sounds so...
No, it's so true, though.
But think about it. We sang a song, Alice and I sang a song today, and there's a verse in it that talks about, just like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. Remember, sometimes when you walk, you fall.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who's a parent out there has watched their child go from, you know, a newborn to crawling to walking. And the hardest thing in the world is to stand back and let that child go and fall and scrape a knee and figure out that, you know, you don't touch the stove because it's hot and all of that kind of stuff. That's the payoff for being obedient.
Yeah.
Because you learn.
Exactly.
You learn about yourself. You learn about life. And, you know, my life is so much richer now that I have answered God's call on my life, which for those listening that know me, you know, I had that call on my life when I was a teenager, and I said no.
Yeah.
And I walked away from it. And it took me a while to grow up and mature and be responsible, and a lot of people got hurt in the meantime. But now that I've answered that call and I'm being obedient to that call, I'm able to right the mistakes that I've made in my life.
Ooh, that's one of the rewards of obedience.
Yes. And I'm able to show people that I am not who they thought I was and that I'm growing every day. And I grow every day, you know.
A reward of obedience. Praise God.
If you can't learn one lesson a day, then you're just not living life.
There you go. Alice and Deb, what a joy to have you. And you're sitting here in Beacon of Hope shirts today, which, yeah, those are pretty cool. They match my Bible, by the way. Anyway.
Alice says we look like M&Ms.
You do look
green
like M&Ms.
Green M&Ms, yes.
Guys, you're wonderful. And you'll get on the plane and go back to Houston tomorrow. And we will miss you terribly, but we're so glad you've been with us this weekend. I'll let you give the mics and the headphones over to Pastor Jim and Connie for our final thoughts here. But you've been a joy and a delight to be with us this weekend. What a fun, fun time. Pastor Jim, are you just overcome with emotion? You have been crying a lot
and I'm about ready
this
to break
weekend.
Part again, so.
You are. You're a mess, aren't you? What is it you feel? What is it you're feeling right now that makes you so emotional? Because I love you so much. You're such a wonderful co-laborer in the gospel with us.
Well, you remember, and I thought about this morning. Remember our celebration that night in the new space.
Yes.
I was a wreck that night.
Yeah,
remember?
You were crying.
I couldn't even pray.
When it was still cement floor and no carpet and everything.
I couldn't even pray that night.
Yes.
I just would start crying.
Right.
And I think it's joy.
Yes,
it's
it is just, joy.
It's just happening. Now today, I mean, a lot of rejoicing.
Right.
It's mixed with sadness because Deb and Alice got to go back to Houston.
Right.
You know, and that's, but that was part of, I mean, I told Ray when we got home, I said, I didn't realize how much I missed Deb and Alice
right.
until I saw them again.
Right.
And it's like,
yes.
it just felt complete.
Feels right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, and when we were up there singing, that felt right.
Right.
You know,
amen.
And that's part of that obedient
that's
thing
right.
for me because
you moved from Chicago down here.
I moved from Chicago down here.
Aren't you glad you did? Because they had bad weather last week.
Oh, they had horrible weather. Yeah, Ray and I just kind of looked at the ha, 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 ha.
Right.
But we did call our former landlady, who we dearly love.
Yeah.
Just to check on her because she's in her 90s.
Oh,
so
wow.
We called her to check on her, make sure she was safe. But. Just today was a day of obedience
mm-hmm.
for the church as a whole, I think, because we came together. We were obedient to what God wanted
right.
the church
exactly.
to be today.
Right.
It was just an incredible service.
Mm-hmm.
But if we hadn't been obedient, if you and Connie hadn't been obedient, if Deb and Alice hadn't been obedient, if I had said, I ain't singing with you two...
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
Then it would have been incomplete.
Right.
And I think that part of obedience makes us
complete. Woo, that's a good
it
point.
It makes us whole and complete.
Amen.
And if we're not obedient, well, and Deb had mentioned before, we still have that hole within us. If we're obedient, we are complete. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, personally and corporately in
Amen.
A body. And that's what I felt today at Beacon was corporate completeness.
Amen.
And, you know, praise God, we all had our little obediences we had to do to make that come
to all
pass.
Come together.
And we did it, and look what happened.
So Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best
Amen.
Of the land. And, of course, we did it with all kinds of good food, too, that poor Bill didn't get any of.
Did you have a lot of baked beans or more coleslaw?
Neither one. No, this was like other
chicken
kind of stuff.
Spaghetti.
Really good
chicken
stuff.
Chicken spaghetti?
Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Do you slurp the chicken or slurp the spaghetti?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Connie, give us your final thoughts here because we're getting down to the end.
Okay.
Come on, spaghetti.
Well, what I took from today was... There has been something missing from our church services for about 36 months. 36 months?
37.
Right? Yeah, 37. That didn't sound, it sounded like a long, long time. Well, it's a long time.
It is a long time.
And it was something that I personally was missing out of our services because I wasn't feeling like, and I don't think I really realized it until today because it was there. And then I realized that it hadn't been there for 36, 7 months, was that, and what I saw was the result, the rewards of reconciliation and the
Amen.
Rewards of forgiveness.
Yes.
And
she's crying.
I mean, all heaven came down today.
Yes. Miracles happened.
We've had some good services, but...
Nothing like today.
This was
People
like,
were healed. People were laying out on the floor. They couldn't stand up
through
the power
like
of God.
We had, yeah, used to have.
That's
this
right.
is what we've been yearning for.
Yes.
For all this time.
The pieces all had to come together.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, it had to be, everything had to be in the right timing in order for everything to fall together to make it all happen.
Give me your hand. Because you and Nathan and I started this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So here we are all together again. And what a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you.
To all our radio team. Fantastic. Wow. This has been our 200th show. And we have been excited to be here in the house of the Lord right here because we have church when we're in here.
Yep.
If you don't have a good church and you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to Beacon of Hope. Sunday mornings at 11, Wednesday nights at 7. Wednesday night is great. Interactive Bible study. You'll have a wonderful time. Bring your Bible and a notebook and your dinner and come and enjoy with us. It's always fun. As always, every Sunday from 4 to 6, we are live on this radio station, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We have a lot of stuff, wonderful stuff going on. Counseling for people. If you're needy, you've got situations going on, you need somebody to talk to, you can find that. You can email me personally, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and I will answer your email. And you are welcome at Beacon of Hope, no matter what you've done or where you've been. God loves you, and we love you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Connie Farmer, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Pastor Michelle Cardinal, Pastor Deb Reasonover, Alice Mize, Carol, Deacon Carol from up in Georgia,
Catherine.
And Catherine Nivens from St. Bate, all of us, and Engineer Bill saying, it's been a great 200 shows. Next week is number 201. Wow, what a day. And you know what, guys? It's not far to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week.